Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, according to Quentin Tarantino, cinema attendance isn't what it used to be for one simple reason, because the cost of tickets is too high. Two recent releases, The Fall Guy and the Mad Max spin-off Furiosa, garnered disappointing box office receipts. So is Quentin right? Brian Lloyd has some thoughts on this. Afternoon, Brian.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. So, like, is it expensive to get a cinema ticket?
Well, I see, right, in the last, since 2018, cinema chains in the US and here have introduced this thing called dynamic pricing. Now, what that essentially means is that if you go, say, on a Friday night to a film that's just released that week, you're going to pay more than if you were to go see that film on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or something like that. Now, case in point, last night, for example, I went to see Bad Boys Ride or Die in a cinema here in Dublin. The cost of the ticket was €7.
Okay.
Which is pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
My parking, though, was 14 quid for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, I don't necessarily think it's the cost of tickets are too expensive. I think the attendant costs are too much. Like, take, for example, right? Say for yourself and yourself are going out to the cinema on a Friday night. Your tickets, I'd say, would probably run you, depending on where you're going, I would say be anywhere between 24 and let's say €27. Right?
Okay.
That's for the 2 years. Mm. Now, if you've got kids, that means, and you don't have granny and granddad to mind them, that means you're going to have to pay for a childminder. Then you're going to have to pay for the parking tickets. Then you get to the cinema, you're probably going to have a drink, maybe popcorn or whatever, even with all the meal deals, you know, in all that.
It's 100 quid, basically.
Yeah, basically, you're dropping 100 quid. Now, look, is that probably spent better in the boozer, getting drunk on 100 quid? I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, I think it's the ancillary costs are probably more expensive than the actual price of the ticket.
Mm, yeah. But weren't there all those prices there, say, before the pandemic? I have a kind of a general sense of cinema attendance just really never rebounded.
No, it hasn't
after.
Rebounded. No, yeah. No. That's accurate. Yeah, no. I mean, before the pandemic, Ireland had the highest per capita attendance for cinemas in all of Europe. It's not back to that yet. It's about, I think, about one, say, between 80 and 90%. I may be wrong on those figures, but I think it's about 80 or 90%. But yeah, definitely. Like, you have to remember, though, that, like, you mentioned there The Fall Guy in Furiosa. Furiosa is a sequel, and people are generally, unless they were really, really into Mad Max it does have a fan base, people aren't going to go see it off the bat. The case of The Fall Guy, that one surprised me because I loved it and I thought it was great. But I think people looked at it and just thought, oh, it's another bland, generic action film with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. I'll wait for that to come out and stream it. And to be fair, the studios have kind of cut their own noses off to spite their faces in this, because during the pandemic, what was happening was like a film would be in cinemas for maybe 3-4 weeks and then it would go straight to streaming.
Yeah.
In the case of The Fall Guy was released, I think, I want to say like May 7th. And by the end of the month, it was available for at-home rental. Now, you'd pay like $12.99 to rent it off YouTube or Google Play or whatever. But that's less than a month. When you think back to like VHS or even to DVDs, you're talking at least 6 months.
Mm.
At least 6 months between when it was released in cinemas and when it was in like your Extravision or whatever.
Yeah. So, but that, in the minds then of many people, if they, you know, if they have subscriptions to three streaming services,
as far as they're concerned,
I'm paying for this already.
Exactly.
So I might as well wait.
Exactly. Like in the case of like Saltburn, there's a good example. Like Saltburn, I think that was on Amazon Prime like a month and a half after it was in cinemas. So if you're paying for an Amazon Prime subscription and you know what's going to be on Amazon Prime in a month and a half time, you'll just think, I'll wait. Now look, there are certain films, I think, that deserve to be seen in a cinema. Furiosa is definitely one. I think The Fall Guy is another. Dune Part 2, definitely to see that in a cinema. For something like Saltburn, I mean, I'm not saying the experience is dramatically heightened by seeing it in a cinema. I think it's worth seeing in a cinema because, you know, sound quality, the picture quality, it's a film made for a cinema as opposed to being made for a small screen, you know?
Mm, yeah. Someone says, I went to the cinema in Dunleary and after I'd bought a popcorn, a Twix and some ice cream, I was down €6 million. And that's only a slight exaggeration. Paul says, when we lived in the US, we paid a monthly subscription to the cinema, which allowed us to, as a couple, we could watch 4 movies a month. Brilliant idea, and it was much cheaper than regular ticket.
That they have that here, yeah. Odeon do that, yeah. Odeon Limitless, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Where you basically, I think it's you pay like 15 quid a month or something like that, and you can go to the cinema as much as you want. And then if you go to a new release one, I think they give you like a discounted price as well. So there are subscription-based services, and I think, to be honest, that will probably be the coming thing for a lot of big cinema chains. They're going to start introducing this subscription price. Because, like you said, people will think, okay, well, I live near to a cinema. You know, what's 14 quid a month really? I'd probably spend that on Netflix. Well, like, well, Netflix subscription now, I think, is like 12 quid or something like that. So you'll just think of it as a price of entertainment. Another aspect of all of this as well is the fact that we're in a cost of living crisis. And what's the first thing that goes over the side in a cost of living crisis? Generally, you know, entertainment.
Yeah.
Disposable income, that's the first thing out the window.
Yeah, well, hopefully it won't get
dramatically
worse. Brian, thanks a million.
Thank
as
you.
Ever, Brian Lloyd there, movie editor with entertainment.ie.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.